Hello, listeners. This is your pop culture maven, Jeff Malone, and you are listening to a Karaoke Corner mini-episode of That's Entertainment. Usually on That's Entertainment, my Aunt Beth and I discuss a pop culture topic according to the three Fs, first, favorite, and forever. But occasionally, I do a few mini-episodes on my own, like this here Karaoke Corner, in which I go through a selection of a few musical artists, and I pick which of their songs is the best choice to sing at karaoke. And today, the bands that I will be covering are ones that have been requested by my father, Bob Malone, who you may remember as our guest on the Saturday Night Live episode. So the artists that he has given me to select from are Supertramp, The Hollies, and Tom Petty, with or without The Heartbreakers, however it shall go. Now, in case you don't remember from the last Karaoke Corner episode, and this is the second time we're doing this, so if you don't remember from the first one, the criteria I use to make my selections is I want to pick a song that is familiar but not too familiar, one that'll make the crowd go, "Oh, I haven't heard that song in a while. I love that song." And then the other main criterion I use is a song that has emotional highs and lows, something you can go on a bit of a journey with. So, with that in mind, let's get right into it. It's very straight-up classic rock selection we've got going here. First of all, we'll do Supertramp. They're a Canadian band, aren't they? Anyway, that knowledge isn't necessary for... They're English, excuse me. Don't know why I thought they were Canadian. Anyway, so the Supertramp song I have chosen for the title of Best Supertramp Song to Sing at Karaoke is Bloody Well Right, which I would say, if you're not a Supertramp super fan, you might not be too familiar with. So this might be a little more obscure than I would normally like to go, but it's got some vocal quirks that I just couldn't resist, like when they lean into their accent in the chorus. They're like, right. That gives you, whoever's performing on the mic, plenty to chew over. So yeah, that's Supertramp. Now we move on to The Hollies. I gotta say, I'm not that extensively familiar with the songs of The Hollies. There's one song that gets plenty of play on classic rock radio that I'm familiar with. But yeah, when my dad gave me this suggestion, I looked them up and I'm like, their discography is more extensive than I realized. And then I checked the karaoke app I have on my phone and saw, several of their songs are available. So, you can, if you're a big fan of The Hollies, you've got plenty to choose from, but when you're with a crowd of people where not everyone is super familiar with them, I think you'd want to go with one that they are familiar with. So really there's no other choice besides Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress, which has a really great riff, great guitar riff. That's not vocals, so that's not the most important thing, obviously, when it comes to karaoke, but it gives you, it's not, those riffs aren't, those instrumental only parts aren't too long, so they give you a few seconds to vamp a little bit and dance around. Anyway, so yeah, Long Cool Woman in Black Dress, you might be familiar with it from its usage in a bunch of TV shows and movies. I think perhaps most memorably in Remember the Titans. Anyway, so yeah, that's that one's not too difficult. I think anyone with any sort of vocal range should be able to tackle it without too much difficulty. And finally, we're going to wrap it up with Tom Petty, who I think gives us the deepest selection to choose from of all the artists we're covering today. Now, my personal favorite to perform, my personal favorite Tom Petty song would be Don't Come Around Here No More. But I wouldn't necessarily recommend that for everyone. If you're into it, go for it. But it's a little quirkier than all crowds might be willing to handle. So, something that is a surefire crowd pleaser, I think, is Free Fallin'. And that one you can get plenty emotional with, and the crowd will be singing along with you. And you go, a few times, and that's just. You just gotta give everything you've got in your diaphragm in those moments. So, yeah, that's now you know. If anyone ever forces you to absolutely do a song by Supertramp the Hollies or Tom Petty at karaoke, now you know which to choose. So, I will see you next time, or you will hear me. Which I suppose is a way of seeing each other. Next time on That's Entertainment, I think next week we'll have another mini episode. But yeah, and then not too soon, Aunt Beth and I will be back together for a full-length episode. So, oh, and remember to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And in the meantime, keep your remotes handy and your eyes open. Right.